circle is now complete. When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Only a master of evil, Darth.
Your powers are weak, old man.
You can't win, Darth. If you strike me down, I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
We are number one trending app in news. Number one trending. Click on that for a larger image, please. Number one trending. Guess what we are total out of thousands of news apps? We are number three total in the world, surpassing CNN and Fox News.
Who would have ever thought that one of the main weapons against the globalist and the corporate press would have been memes. Memes created by the average American patriot out there that has little creativity and a little will to try to impact the world with a new form of art. Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex today. We're going to have Roger Stone joining us. Mike Adams joining us. We'll be hearing from Alex as well. And there is actually a ton of news to get to today. I was actually stunned by how much news that I saw when I started doing my work to get ready for the show today. But of course, here I sit in Austin, Texas at the InfoWars World Headquarters. And what is the biggest news here? Well, it's that we're being totally censored. And the more you learn about this, the more the picture becomes clearer. Why would Apple, who has now been totally sold out to China, why would they want to censor us? Why would Google, who is now looking to expand into China, a la Apple, why would Google's platforms like YouTube want to ban us? Oh, because now that the picture becomes clearer, you start to learn who's really behind the curtain. You start to see and understand why this stuff is happening. Oh, and who was it that told you the goal for America was Chinese communist-style censorship brought to the web with a social score? Who told you that 5 years ago? Alex Jones. Of course, he sounded like a kook 5 years ago and nobody believed him. Oh, but now here we are and it's all coming true. And so see, now you can't have Alex Jones on the airwaves telling you that we're being sold out to China and that Chinese-style net censorship is coming to the West, because the proof is actually out there now. It's actually in the news. It's all there. And so now you learn that Tim Cook, Eddie Q are making the conscious decision to say, you know what, Alex Jones podcast? Nope, you don't get that. And while they're allowing us the InfoWars official app for now, something tells me it's not going to last much longer. Remember Gab? They just erased that. And of course, this is just the beginning of the censorship. And it starts right here at InfoWars. So what are they going to do next, as Alex Jones is now bigger than ever and harder to find than ever? And so the intrigue and the curiosity and the thirst for truth only intensifies. Yeah, you struck down Obi-Wan Kenobi, but now he's existentially infinite in the Force, in the universe, and it's all spectacular, and it's all victory.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the Resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. It is August 12th, 2018. Filling in for Alex today, I'm Owen Troyer. We'll be hearing from Alex on the other side of this segment. We're going to be joined by Roger Stone at 4:30 to talk about the latest White House intrigue. And then Mike Adams joins me in studio to break down the censorship that we're seeing right now on social media. Now, I've got stacks and stacks of news that I need to get to before that. But just realize, everything else, see, this is, it's like, how do you really explain this in the talk radio format that we do here? How do you explain how Alex Jones has been right for so long, and now that everything he's told you is coming true, that's why they're trying to censor him? You see, because people are going to say, someone told me that there was Chinese-style net censorship coming to America. I think it was Alex Jones that said that. Let me go look that up. And they plug it in. Where's Alex Jones? Huh. I can't find him anywhere. That's strange. Well, guess we'll never know. And you see, that's what they're doing. And in the new age that humanity is entering now, where we go from existing majority in the physical realm to in the digital realm, they have to have full control, or they have to control all the levers and all of the gears and all of the motion that happens in the digital world so that you don't see what the overlords are doing. And this is actually very simple to understand. Why wouldn't Apple want you to know that they're selling you out to China? And now Google is moving forward with the same exact plan. Why wouldn't they want you to know that? Oh, because if you learn what the communist Chinese do with all their data, if you learn what the Chinese communists do when they have control over the internet, then you start to realize that's not such a good idea. But it goes beyond that even. You see, they would have been perfectly fine to roll this out, move over all of your data to China, move the keys to the internet, the keys to the kingdom, everything going to the communist Chinese. They get rich. They don't pay taxes. Screw you. They wouldn't really have thought too much about it because you didn't really care about America anyway. You've been watching America die for the last 30 years, just bleeding out on the ground, and you said nothing. So them selling out everything to Apple to enrich, selling out everything of Apple to China to enrich themselves, who cares? America doesn't care. Look at them. Uh-oh. Along comes Donald Trump. And he says he's going to make America great again. He's going to put America first again. And they say, you fool. That political message isn't going to win a campaign. People don't care about America anymore. America's dead, Trump. Trump said, not so fast, not the way I see it. And so he campaigned with a message, make America great again, put America first, the forgotten American, bringing jobs back, cutting taxes. And the average American said, you know, I've heard that before, but there's something different about this guy, this Trump. There's something different about him. I think we're going to give him a shot. And not only did Trump win, which shook the establishment to its core, what strikes fear into the very heart of the establishment is 10,000 strong inside an arena chanting USA, USA, USA. Oh, and then Tim Cook sees that and says, I need a new pair of Depends. Americans care about America again? Oh my gosh. If they just found out that I just sold out to China, if they find out that all the data they have anytime they use Apple, I just gave it all to China? If they just realize that China owns me now? Crap, I didn't think Americans still existed. And so they panicked and they said, well, we still got control over the fake corporate news. They're not going to report on this. But that darned Alex Jones. Dang it, he's telling the people that I sold him out to China. Ugh, no, we have to shut him down. And then Google's sitting here watching Apple like, yeah. Yeah, we were about to move to China too and pay no taxes and let them take over our data and have the keys to our kingdom too. Maybe we should get the jump on this Jones guy as well. Let's ban him from YouTube and let's algorithm him out of the search results. And then let's get him off Facebook. And then, you know, I think that while we're doing that, we should also, you know, try to ban his app from being seen too. Ban anybody commenting about him. Ban anyone else reporting on him. That's what we have to do. So they're selling out hand over fist to China right now. And they don't want you to know about it. You see, Trump's greatest power is the people. And if the people don't know that they're being sold down the drain to China, then I just don't see Trump doing much about it. But if the people know what's going on with the tech industry being sold out to China, well, then they might care. You see, because they did care when they found out how the NSA was spying on them all the time. They did care when they found out their data that they thought was private was being used to sell to third parties for advertising and marketing purposes. They did get a little freaked out when they started talking about a product to their friend, and then the next day they log into Facebook and then that product is right there being marketed. They said, okay, what? You see, they thought you were dead. They thought that they vaccinated you into oblivion. They thought that they GMO'd you into oblivion. They thought that they fluoridated you into oblivion. They thought you didn't have a conscience. They thought you'd turn on the television, turn on the football, turn on this, turn on that. You didn't care. All of your basic primal instincts were dead, but they weren't. They didn't realize that they weren't. And so now, Donald Trump is president. The people are sick of the corruption in Washington, and you have the whole fake corporate press allied against We the People and against President Trump. And you can only ask yourself, why? Why? What are they so afraid of? Why do they hate America prospering so much? Why do they have such a disdain for the truth? Now, we've got Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. Guys, if you could fix the clock, I don't even have a clock in here, so I don't know what the time is. But we've got Alex Jones coming up in the next segment. And it's just incredible to know that this operation right here is now, I mean, Donald Trump is number one, but after Donald Trump, it's Alex Jones and InfoWars. I mean, you want to talk about anti-establishment? It's just amazing how the entire establishment says F Trump, and then all of the people out there that claim they're anti-establishment say, that's right, F Trump. It's like, don't you just see you're parroting the establishment's talking points? So we're going to hear from Alex Jones on the other side, ladies and gentlemen. But just remember, Alex Jones built this thing from the ground up with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. That's what makes all of this possible. There's huge specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus is 40% off plus free shipping. I just took my BrainForce Plus before I went on air here today. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, support the InfoWar, free shipping store-wide, it looks like. Free shipping store-wide. So huge savings, including 50% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Go check it out for yourself at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones on the other side.
Leave it on. America, see the music you
want
to see.
I want my InfoWars.
InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com.
I want my InfoWars.
I want my InfoWars.
much was never enough.
Receiving this transmission, you are resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, America and the world has a choice to make right now. Are we going to live in a free and prosperous country based on our American values, Bill of Rights, Constitution? Or will we be dominated by shadowy multinational corporations and organizations and nations like Communist China? Tim Cook, the head of Apple, has emerged as the villain in his own words, document cam shot, please, admitting for over a year that he wants to shut down what he calls fake news. And so to do that, they've built this campaign against InfoWars to set the precedent to bring us down as the first domino. This is an article from a year ago. Apple boss Tim Cook says fake news is killing people's minds. No, what's killing people is your slave factories in China, or the fact that you haven't criticized, even though you're a gay man, China executing thousands of gays a year for being gay. And I just bring that up to show what a human rights fraud you are. What a total abomination Tim Cook is. Even the Communist Party of China has told Cook, if you pay people a few dollars more a day, they could afford to feed their kids and not be homeless. The daycare for Foxconn, who they use, is kids chained up on power poles. The reason I raise this is it's Tim Cook who admittedly led Mark Zuckerberg and Google to ban me last Monday morning at 3 a.m. Pacific time, and then to start banning thousands of other nationalists and conservatives and everybody else because, oh, they called us hate speech and said we were transphobic. There are federal cases going back in the first antitrust cases to the railroads who would then set up company stores out west and only let their goods be shipped on their railways into their stores to gouge people, where the court said, we're free market. That's why if somebody pays the regular toll, you can't charge them more to ship their goods than you do the goods that you're selling. And it's the same thing. It's because we're effective and we're telling the truth about Apple officially moving to Communist China 5 months ago, becoming state-run, being tax-exempt, so that monsters like Tim Cook can run these big tax-exempt companies and make trillions of dollars for himself. Then he sits there with these sickening TV pieces about how, oh, for 10 years he gives all his money to charity. You mean like Bill and Melinda Gates and Warren Buffett? They all put into a tax-exempt corporation so that their money's tax-exempt, but they become even richer? This is sick. So we were exposing China. We were exposing their human rights abuses. They're the worst in the world history, even worse than Hitler. We were exposing all of that. And then Tim Cook led the way, as he's been doing for over a year, with this whole demonization campaign against InfoWars. I went back and looked it up. Because they, when they started calling Trump and pro-American people fake news, folks went, wait, CNN's fake news. You guys are fake news. They went, well, what do we do? Because anybody can call each other fake news. We have the media then focus in on one guy, Alex Jones, and maybe one other, James O'Keefe, and the president, so three guys, and say that they're all fake news and that we've all decided that they are fake news. And then once we've done that, we'll just say it's the new precedent and everybody else we want to deplatform, we can. And then all the other cowardly bloggers and podcasters who are at the top of the charts because they lick establishment boots all day, because that's what's force-fed, they'll all go along with it and say, oh, it's just a private company. That's the Chinese Communist Social Score, which they're bringing to America, where which Apple and Google and Facebook are helping engineer. That's in mainstream news. They have whistleblowers going public saying, just a decade ago, we said no to China harvesting political dissidents' organs. Today, Apple and Google have set up censorship in China, helping the government arrest their political dissidents. And Facebook and others help round up people in Pakistan that don't think, you know, that Muhammad was God's last prophet. You've got the big tech companies wanting to expand all these authoritarian countries, all these Islamic countries, Chinese communist nations, you name it. And they have made the public decision to align with that tyranny. So suddenly the last few years, before Trump even got in, no criticism of human rights abuses in China, no criticism of any of the real evil things they're doing. Because our so-called elites have broken the social contract. And because I dare talk about it, the same CNN that sold you lies about WMDs and the New York Times that knowingly fixed the fake intelligence on yellow cake, aluminum tubes, and uranium and WMDs, they sit there and say, because I questioned public events years ago, that I'm a monster and there are these great people and I deserve to be deplatformed, including the software we use to run Infowars.com and Newswars.com. You know, Noam Chomsky, the famous liberal MIT professor, came out in a letter yesterday that was published to Infowars.com saying he doesn't agree with some of what I say or what the straw man they build about me says, but that he thinks it's very dangerous that big monopolies are being formed who control most of the internet and then are saying other nationalist patriots, you name it, don't have entree into that. That is the essence of monopoly, abusing their monopoly position. So here's the Apple Insider article. Tim Cook made conscious decision to drop Alex Jones podcast, but leave the app alone. And that's because under antitrust, they know we paid to have the app placed. It's number one in the world right now on Apple and on Android. And if they take it down, they're saying you can't even find me in a digital phone book. They make you pay to get in the phone book of their device that's supposedly an open source system and not a monopoly. And so, but Tim Cook said, don't worry. We're watching you, Alex. Let me tell Tim Cook something. We're watching you and what you're doing. We know you're watching the poor Chinese Christians in Falun Gong who pray secretly in their homes and are shipped off and blood typed and ready to have their organs shipped out for wealthy Westerners. We know what you've signed on to. We know what you've done. And to have you creepily say, oh, we may get rid of that too. And everyone lobbying to get me off Twitter at Real Alex Jones. It's not going to end. And we knew that they would suddenly go after everyone else. We knew that they would suddenly launch all of these expanded attacks. And Gavin McGinnis has been banned, and thousands of others since they did this last week, because they're watching Congress, they're watching what Trump does. Tim Cook has emerged as the anti-Trump Silicon Valley mastermind, shutting down American voters, shutting down our communications, meddling in the election, violating the Federal Election Commission rules in spades. And now he has the nerve to slither up to visit with Trump for dinner on Friday and tell him how much he likes him. This is sickening. This is disgusting. And they are dialing back all of our speech, dialing up all the anti-American speech today. Antifa attacked NBC news reporters. They even covered it up. The media is a bunch of sycophantic followers. InfoWars is not about following. We're about trailblazing and changing the paradigm and changing the world for the better. So I hope that everybody understands that InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com is standing against the globalists right now. And your support of us is what's changing the world. But if you want to know what a fake virtue signaling dehumanizer Tim Cook is, a true monster, he's the only major U.S. company strategically allied with China, and he's put all their...
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Roger Stone.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today and now. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Filling in for Alex Jones today, and Roger Stone is about to join us. You've got wildfires raging in California right now, some of the worst that they've ever seen. I actually flew over those. We flew over them when we were in California last weekend. And you can thank the Democrats in California and their policies to quote-unquote protect the environment. They didn't allow proper backburning or proper tree removal of dead trees, which basically just becomes kindling for these forests. And now they're all burning to the ground. Another example of Democrat policies just failing miserably. But Roger Stone joins me now. And I want to play this clip before bringing him on to talk about this Omarosa news cycle, if you will. So she publishes a book. And now she's making claims that Trump used the N-word. Trump is a huge racist. She has recordings of John Kelly firing her. Was that even legal? But it's really sad that this is the state of this country and people in this country that just for a buck, they'll sell out their entire values. They'll sell out their honesty. They'll sell out their dignity. They'll sell out their own word just for a quick buck, just for a little attention, just for a little grandstanding. That to me equates what Omarosa is doing right now. But we'll talk about that with Roger Stone here in a minute. But first, and this is just one clip. I want to be clear. Listen to just one clip of dozens of clips that are now circling around the internet of Omarosa saying the exact opposite of what she's saying now today.
Well, I'm going to take him at his word, particularly him saying that these comments were misconstrued. And I also think it's important that I know him personally, and he certainly is not a racist. He doesn't have issues with people of color. And I think it's important to note that he will not become the poster child for race in this country.
Oh, really? Because well, now that's what you're trying to make him, Omarosa. So now Omarosa becomes the latest person to reveal themselves as a total shallow fraud who will sell themselves down the drain for a quick buck and a little attention. At least that's what this looks like to me. Roger Stone joins me now. Roger Stone, what do you make of Omarosa? That was just one of dozens of clips surfacing right now on the internet of her saying, Trump's not a racist, I know him, how dare you say that. But then she writes a book, claims he's a racist, does a bunch of interviews trying to sell her book, says he used the N-word. Even though people who she quotes in that book, people who she cites in that book, have gone public and said, I never made those claims, or B, I was never even reached out to for comment or to clarify those claims. So what do you make of the Omarosa madness?
Well, Owen, first of all, you've got to stop mincing words and say what you really mean, because I think you really just laid this out pretty well. How is it that Omarosa went through an entire campaign and over a year at the White House, and she had no memory that the president allegedly used the N-word, and it wasn't until long after she was fired and on the eve of her launching a vendetta book, she suddenly remembered this? Look, we here at InfoWars were the ones that outlined her negative role in the early days of the Trump presidency. We were the ones who pointed out how she persuaded the president to send a delegation to Haiti for the inauguration of an illicit, corrupt government, which is essentially the same oligarchs, if you will, who robbed the country blind under Bill Clinton and under George Bush, the same corrupt regime with new frontmen. Now, generally speaking, as you know, Owen, it's very rare for the White House to send a delegation for the inauguration of any foreign government. That's usually the province of the State Department. So because of her personal relationship with a Democratic political consultant who was fronting for the corrupt Haiti regime, she did this administration a disservice. During the campaign, you'll remember, Owen, that President Trump was very critical of the aftermath of the Haitian earthquake and the audacious stealing of the Clintons and the Bushes on that occasion. So Omarosa was a negative influence who didn't understand geopolitics in this White House to begin with. She, as you know, was fired because she requested to have her wedding and the reception in the Rose Garden. A staff member has never done that in any White House. And when that was rejected, she showed up with her wedding party to stage essentially a reception and photographs anyway. Is it surprising with that kind of insubordination that she got fired? So I think she's bearing false witness here against the president. Her sudden memory of his racism and his comments is convenient. She has said that NBC will release a tape. I still haven't heard such tape. I think the woman's a fraud. The only thing, other thing I would add, Owen, is if I were the president of the United States, I would ignore her. I would not denounce her. I would not fight with her. I wouldn't even, it's beneath him to comment on these allegations because they're so transparently fraudulent.
Yeah, I would agree with you as far as that's concerned. The only reason that I feel it's important for us to cover it is because it's yet another example to me, which is honestly just shocking. I mean, I can't relate to it, Roger. I mean, I have flaws. I'm nowhere near a perfect person, but it's like I have dignity. I have spine. I'm not going to sell myself out. I'm not going to sell out my honesty. You know what I'm saying? I mean, That's the sickest thing about this to me, Roger. And it's not just Omarosa. She's just the latest in a herd of these people. We see them in the fake news all the time. But it's just like, do you even care that nobody will trust you from now on? Do you even care that now you're just going to be known as a total fraud, a total shill? I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's like, these people don't even care, Roger. I can't even relate to a person like that. So feel free to comment on that. Or, I mean, what potential consequences could she be facing here? Not just for the, I mean, are we talking potential libel in this book? I mean, I don't know. But how about her recording John Kelly? I mean, is that legal for her to record John Kelly firing her and then release the tape? And, you know, so does she get to suffer any consequences from that? Which, again, by the way, another Trump tactic. Here's another one of the people that follow Trump stealing his tactic of recording him, his lawyers, the people on The Apprentice. So Trump is a trendsetter in that fashion. But Roger, A, what, I mean, could she possibly face any consequences for the claims and the recording of John Kelly? And then B, just comment on the spinelessness of some of these people.
Look, I think we both recognize that this is strictly a revenge play. I find it interesting that Frank Luntz, the Republican pollster who I've known for many decades, has come out immediately and said that her claims in the book that he heard Trump use the N-word are completely false and that she never checked with him to confirm that. The consequences here, I think, are very clear, Owen. The book will disappear without a trace. Nobody will buy it other than the hardest core Trump haters who want it to be true. And her career as a public figure is over because she has no credibility. I remember when she moved into Anthony Scaramucci's office when he was away for the weekend. That's the kind of childish antics you had going on in the early Trump White House while the president was struggling to put an agenda in place and his lapdog aides were so busy fighting with each other for positioning and power and titles, in which she was a heavy competitor. She has no public credibility because this flip-flop is so obvious and so self-serving. As far as whether there's any consequences of her taping General Kelly, frankly, I would let it go. The sooner she's out of the headlines, the better, because she has no public credibility.
So it's just going to be amazing. And I guess it just seems like maybe the type of person Omarosa, who obviously has some skill, has some ability, has some pros. And so you kind of just tolerated the insolence. You tolerated the kind of just brattiness, you know, selfishness of someone like that. But then she stepped over the line and she said, oh, I don't care. I'm going to have my photos here anyway, even though I can't. I'm going to do it because I'm Omarosa. I'm a big deal. And that was it. And they said, you know what? That's enough of your attitude, okay? So you're gone. And so like a petulant child, she went out and made a fake book. So that's how it goes in the Trump White House. You want to fight the big dog? You're going to get bit right in the ass, okay? So now Omarosa is going to go down as a total fraud, and that's her choice. You chose that destiny, Omarosa, not Donald Trump. You chose to cement yourself in history as a sellout, as a shill, as a total fraud. We'll have more news on the other side with Roger Stone.
Watch me! Watch me!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
With Roger Stone riding shotgun, President Trump has been absolutely savage on Twitter lately, and I want to go through this stack of news and get Roger's response to it. Let's start with Trump questions why FBI hasn't released McCabe texts. This is the direct tweet. Why isn't the FBI giving Andrew McCabe text messages to Judicial Watch or appropriate governmental authorities like the Intel committees? FBI said they won't give up even one. I may have to get involved. Do not destroy. Uh-oh. And then if they do destroy, now they're in trouble. What are they hiding? McCabe's wife took big campaign dollars from Hillary people. Will the FBI ever recover its once stellar reputation so badly damaged by Comey, McCabe, Peter Stroke, and his lover, the lovely Lisa Page, and other top officials now dismissed or fired? Yeah, many of them. Trump has drained that swamp. So many of the great men and women of the FBI have been hurt by these clowns and losers, okay? So Trump savaged McCabe and the FBI. He then says, Jeff Sessions is scared stiff and missing in action. Oh my gosh, there's a savagery to Jeff Sessions. Trump alleges the FBI and the DOJ had a program to prevent his presidency. The tweet seems like the Department of Justice and FBI had a program to keep Donald Trump from becoming president, quoting Daryl Issa on Fox and Friends. If this had happened to the other side, everybody involved would be in jail. This is a media cover-up of the biggest story of our time. Bingo. Bingo. And then, of course, Devin Nunes comes out and says that Russian propaganda behind Steele dossier used to spy on Trump. And that's exactly the point. So, yes, Trump is 100% accurate, and he knows it when he says the FBI and the DOJ had a program to prevent his presidency. We've already seen all of the evidence. In a court of public opinion, they're all guilty. It's high treason. It deserves jail time. Quite frankly, 100 years ago, it would have been much worse. But Roger Stone, what is your response to President Trump just going savage on social media, calling these people out?
Well, the president gets it. But the question is, don't complain about Jeff Sessions. Fire him and fire Mr. Rosenstein and get control of a rogue special prosecutor who has no limits on his power and, in fact, no oversight. It's amazing that the courts have ruled that Mueller's reign of terror as a special counsel is perfectly appropriate because he has oversight from Mr. Rosenstein, in this case, the acting attorney general, and the president. But in view of the fact that the actual investigation involves the actions of Mr. Rosenstein and the actions of Mr. Mueller himself, both of whom are involved directly in the matter being investigated, seems to me to be an obvious conflict. So I don't know when the president's going to stop tweeting, which I love, but start taking action. It's his government. These men serve at his pleasure. And it's time to end this witch hunt now. I've been subject to it. It threatens to destroy me and my family financially. And it doesn't seem to have any end. The mainstream media wants to keep repeating this threadbare, phony narrative that the Russians hacked the DNC and they gave the information to WikiLeaks, who gave it to Roger Stone, who gave it to Donald Trump, or some variation thereof, or that my 24-word exchange with Guccifer 2.0 over Twitter direct messages was meaningful or significant or constituted collusion or collaboration, all of which is disproved by the timing, the context, and the content. So it's time to end the witch hunt. The president gets that, but he needs to stop taunting these people and fire them. That's my view.
Well, but look at how ridiculous it's gotten now, Roger. You have the former Virginia governor, Terry McAuliffe, says Trump needs to be impeached for bear-hugging Putin. Okay, so then I guess Obama should be impeached and everybody else who ever met with Putin. I mean, Schumer needs to be removed. I mean, it's just like the madness of statements like that. You just have to wonder, is Terry McAuliffe that stupid or does he just hate the truth that much? But Roger, I mean, it's the big day coming up. It's the big day coming up, Roger. The Boston Globe has announced on August 16th, I mean, stop the presses. We've never seen this. All members of the media are going to attack President Trump on August 16th, Roger. So August 16th will be no different than any other day of the Trump administration.
Well, we here at InfoWars will not be a party to that. We are investigative journalists, the very best, and we will not be attacking the president. We'll be attacking the unconstitutional, phony FISA warrants that were premised on the dossier put together by a British agent, but with the assistance of Russian intelligence. There is Russian collusion in the 2016 election. The notion that there none can be found is ridiculous. There's 145 million pieces of evidence. The dollars that went from the Russian energy company to Bill and Hillary Clinton's foundation in return for control of 20% of Americans' enriched uranium reserves. It is really amazing the lengths to which the mainstream media goes to ignore the real unconstitutional actions, the real illegality, the real Russian collusion in the 2016 election, and continue this charade regarding Russian collusion and Donald Trump. All that Mr. Mueller has been able to produce for $17 million and 2 years is minor evidence of Russian meddling, ham-handed, underfunded, insignificant, and poorly written. And even Rod Rosenstein, in the indictment of the 12 Russians, said that there was no evidence of American involvement, no evidence that Americans knew they were in touch with Russians, and that their actions didn't change any votes. So why do we spend so much time talking about it? Why aren't we talking about the illegal acts of the Obama Justice Department, the Obama FBI, in concert with the Clinton campaign to essentially hijack the election from Donald Trump in 2016?
It's just so frustrating, Roger, knowing how this all began with a fake Russian dossier, which if you really want to get down to it, I mean, again, that's the Russian collusion. Who got Russian intelligence, quote unquote, to affect the presidency? That was Hillary Clinton. That was the Democrats. It's all known, yet somehow they're still able to come out every day and make the claim that it was Trump. The media still comes out and makes the claim it was Trump, and there's still millions of brainwashed Americans that think it was Trump. I mean, this is beyond Twilight Zone to me, Roger. I can't even believe this is the reality, and I think that for now it's just all of us, we're just testing our patience. I mean, this is just testing our patience, Roger.
Well, and the irony, of course, is that the very reason that they're waging this war of censorship against us here at InfoWars and against Alex Jones, against you, Owen, and David Knight, and all of our colleagues, is because we keep pointing out that truth. We keep tearing apart the phony Russian collusion, delusion investigation and pointing out the culpability of Obama and Clinton and their Justice Department and their FBI in this phony dossier charade. My hat's off, frankly, to Devin Nunes, who's the one guy in Washington who's had the perseverance and the courage to push forward, who revealed in an incredible story in the Daily Caller late last week that exculpatory information that showed that Carter Page was not working for the Russians and shouldn't have been subjected to a phony politically motivated FISA warrant was withheld from the judges in that matter. So we are on the edge of busting this whole thing wide open. Thank God for Devin Nunes and his band of patriots, because were he not leading today, nobody would be leading.
And if InfoWars wasn't leading the way with this news coverage since the very beginning of this story, which it was InfoWars, people are catching up now, who knows where we'd be, you know, Roger? I mean, that's the craziest thing. We broke it first. It was Hillary behind the dossier. That's what was used to spy on Trump. They called us fake news. We were right again. Roger Stone, thanks so much for joining us today.
Great to be with you, Owen. But as you point out, the Rosetta Stone of this entire scandal are the illegal FISA warrants. You heard it here on InfoWars First. Owen, great to be with you on a beautiful Sunday.
And that's why they have to shut us down. All right, Roger, you enjoy the rest of this Sunday evening. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, if you're at home tonight and you get a free moment and you're browsing the web, check out InfoWarsStore.com, where we have big specials going right now, including 40% off BrainForce Plus, 50% off Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 40% off Secret 12, very powerful vitamin B12 supplement, DNA Force Plus, one of our groundbreaking products here at InfoWarsStore.com that actually changed that entire market, the telomere market. That's 50% off right now. Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, a game-changing product. That's 40% off. Alpha Power, 50% off, another game-changing product. That's one of the products that is just too powerful for me. I can't do the Alpha Power. But with all those specials, it's also free shipping store-wide. Just ask that guy right there. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com, the InfoWars official app. Download it today before it's banned. Download the app. They're banning us everywhere else. The only place to find us now, pretty much, is InfoWars.com/show and the official InfoWars app. We'll be right back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you may be aware of this, you may not know this, but actually, one of our biggest fans here of the live programming is actually Brian Stelter. Now, Brian Stelter listens for different reasons so that he can find different things to flag us on and complain about to have us shut down. But he's so upset that we're even still here live today and that our app is out there, he's actually decided to call in and voice his complaints here on the show. So we're going to give Pennywise Stelter a platform here. Brian, what's bothering you today?
Well, Owen, I just think it's bad that you guys still have a platform. I think that for you to sit here and spew your white supremacy and your bigotry every day and your fake news, you guys should be deplatformed. And in fact, I'm going to be on the phone tonight with all my friends at Apple and Facebook and Twitter and Google. Well, they're probably not my friends, but I'm going to be on the phone with them anyway. And I'm going to tell them to shut you down. And if that doesn't work, I'm going to drink another bottle of red wine and I'm going to scroll Twitter and I'm going to find all the tweets, Alex, that you put out that are racist and bigoted and hateful. And we're going to get you shut down, Alex. We're going to get you deplatformed. I'm the face of news, Alex. I'm a real man. Just know that, Alex. We're going to shut you down.
Brian, were you scrolling on Twitter this weekend after a couple bottles of red wine and you found that tweet that we tweeted out from January that mentioned you by name? Is that the one that has you so upset, Brian?
Yes. I cannot believe that you would ever say I'm the face of evil. I am not the face of evil. I'm the face of news. I am the face of a real man. It's like in Pinocchio. I'm a real boy, Alex. I'm a real boy. Except my nose doesn't grow when I lie. You'll learn that, Alex. But yes, I was on Twitter this weekend and I saw that tweet. It took me 10 hours to find it, but I found it. And it said specifically in that tweet that I was the face of evil. So I had to complain. I had to flag it. And I called my friends at Twitter and they said that if you didn't delete that tweet, that they would shut you down, Alex. What do you think about that?
Well, Brian, you're not talking to Alex. I'm not sure if you've realized that yet. But we actually decided to make a big deal of that. And I think we're going to keep the tweet up there. In fact, maybe I'll even name this segment Brian Stelter doubles down as the face of real evil. What do you think about that?
You're all going to float in the end, Owen. All of you at InfoWars, you're all going to float in the end. Do you smell the candy and the hot dogs, Owen? Do you smell the pizza? In fact, I've got some pizza and some hot dogs right here at the table waiting for me, Owen. I'm the host of Reliable Sources. Reliable sources. Who are your sources, Alex? Nothing you've ever reported is true. The frogs aren't gay. The frogs aren't gay, Alex. How do you explain that? How do you explain that the frogs aren't gay, Alex? We're going to get you shut down. Next, I'm gonna go on Twitter tonight. If I find any more tweets, Alex, any more tweets with racism and bigotry and anything with my name in it specifically, I'm going to get it shut down. In fact, I'm going to flag this segment just because I came on here and I don't even want to be involved with this. So I'm going to flag this segment right here. This one's going to get you shut down. So suck it, Alex. Suck it. I'm Brian Stelter. Real news, reliable sources. I'm a real boy.
Okay. Wow. So I guess that's it. Brian Stelter just called into the show to flag this segment to have a shutdown. Now, you might think that this is a joke, but this is actually true. Brian Stelter is such a loser. He sits on Twitter all night long looking for InfoWars tweets to flag now. That's a real... I'm dead serious, folks. One tweet from January of this year got flagged lately. Guess what it said in it? Brian Stelter is the face of evil. You think that's a coincidence? Brian Stelter is the biggest loser you've ever seen.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know you are totally sold out as a news organization when your own reporter gets assaulted and harassed by Antifa and you still won't report on it. I mean, it's one thing for you to ignore all the assaults and the spitting and everything that InfoWars reporters have endured. We kind of expect that. You ignore us. You don't want people to know about your competition that, that kicks your ass. So you ignore us. But the fact that you would ignore your own reporter when they get assaulted by the Trump-hating liberals out there, the radical left, wow, that really shows you you're committed to an agenda. And how would you like to work for NBC that is just going to say, oh, they just got heckled a little. Yeah, they just got heckled a little. Oh, they got spat on. They were harassed. They were screamed at. You've seen what Antifa does. And look, I mean, as soon as it doesn't take long to become a field reporter and realize you're going to be in some sticky situations. I mean, I remember when I was in Ferguson and Joe Biggs and Jakari Jackson come running out of the woods vomiting because they just got hit with whatever tear gas the police were firing. And the police were sitting right there saying, we didn't fire any tear gas. And Joe was screaming until his face was red. I'm digressing. It's just, and then that was like a news report for us, though. It was like, okay, we're going to make a news report of this. InfoWars is in St. Louis, in Ferguson. Police report there's no tear gas as our reporters are hit with tear gas. But if it was NBC, it'd be like this. Police say that they didn't fire tear gas. Our reporters got hit with the police tear gas, but it didn't actually happen. Back to you. So that's what NBC does to its own reporters there. But
oh, look, it's Brian Stelter.
Anyway, Mike Adams joins me. He's going to be co-hosting with me here for the remainder of the Alex Jones Show. But Mike, what do you make of that? I mean, again, I'm not shocked that the media ignores it when InfoWars reporters gets assaulted. You know, Candace Owens gets assaulted, and it's the biggest story for a week. Good for her. She's a genius. She knows how to leverage her power and break the matrix. But for NBC to throw their own reporters under the bus after they get assaulted by, you know, Antifa, it's just like, wow, you are really that pathetic.
Well, it just goes to show you, Owen, and thank you for having me on. It shows you that the media is at war with reality, and they have to control every narrative, including things that happen to their own reporters. That's being covered up now. And now you've got, 100 newspapers saying that they're going to collude to try to destroy President Trump. And when I saw that story, which I think is up on Drudge right now, I said, well, what have they been doing for the last 2.5 years? They've been colluding this entire time. But the point here is, and if I could even name a theme that I'd like to speak to, you know, for the few minutes that we have here, it's got to be about decentralization. Anytime that you have a centralized media that controls the narrative, or a centralized social media platform, or Apple, Tim Cook, you know, who's a real monster, turns out. But anytime you have centralization, you have control of information, and that's bad. And in fact, our republic, Owen, as you well know, was founded to be a decentralized system. You know, three branches of government, equal branches, but also fighting against each other so that nobody has a monopoly on power. We need that now in the realm of online information. And frankly, the fact that they've deplatformed InfoWars and have sent millions of people to the InfoWars app and the InfoWars website directly, that is decentralization in action. And they didn't mean to do that, but they're accomplishing that right now.
Well, the incredible thing about what you're saying here is that the decentralization of media has actually already happened, and that's what they're panicking about. Where I was just, every once in a while, I'll go down rabbit holes of things that I never really go down before, but these are like viral things where there's like essentially gamers out there and there's all different, it's just crazy stuff. I was just going down the rabbit hole. But basically, you've got these people that do sort of like video game entertainment stuff. They play like the popular video game Fortnite or something. And okay, so there's like hundreds of and even thousands of these people, Mike. They get millions and millions and millions of views. Like I didn't even like there's females mostly on the other side of the planet that just get dressed up, you know, with their cleavage out and everything and then play video games. They get hundreds of millions of views. The media is already decentralized because of the internet, Mike. But now, because of people like us at InfoWars, people like Breitbart and other smaller, you know, YouTube channels out there that get big and get millions of views, Mark Dice yourself, now that's kind of freaking them out because the decentralization of media is happening. So they're trying to corral it all back in.
Well, that's right. You've nailed it. Decentralization is, I think it's already too late for the systems of control. They've already lost the narrative. And they're now desperately trying to reclaim it. And as I said, I was on the phone with Alex earlier today we were chatting about what we think is coming, and so he and I agree that the media is probably, look, there's likely to be a false flag type of attack or some kind of assault on a media organization that is real violence, but engineered. It is plotted. It is planned. It may even involve some deep state sectors of the FBI. The FBI itself has been running terror plots in the United States. It's covered by the New York Times. This isn't a conspiracy theory. This is how they catch so-called terrorists. They plot the attack. The FBI does. They plot the attack. In fact, I got a website called FBICorruption.news. We've documented it all there. We've linked to the New York Times, FBICorruption.news. The FBI runs the attacks. They plan the attacks. They put together the van, the drone, whatever, and then they recruit somebody to carry out the attack and then stop it at the last minute, and then they claim, oh, we stopped terrorism. But the point is, they're setting up a media narrative right now to have a kind of attack on a media organization. Could be CNN. Could be Brian Stelter, for all we know. So they can blame three things. They have to blame President Trump and say that he said the media was the enemy. They have to blame Alex Jones and say that, oh, this person who did the shooting supposedly is a follower of InfoWars. And then they also have to blame the NRA. And they will use that event, if such an event happens, which we hope never happens, but it looks possible, they will use it to then deplatform all pro-Second Amendment groups, more conservatives, pro-NRA groups, pro-Trump groups. They'll just deplatform everybody at that point and say, look, you people are the murderers. It's your rhetoric that caused these murders. That is a very likely event between now and the midterm elections.
And that's Twilight Zone next level, where you have the rap sheet on Breitbart.com. It's up to like 550 cases of media-approved violence against Trump supporters. This is what I'm saying. It's like, right. So you've got all these Trump supporters. Like, I tweeted out a picture today from the war room. I could do this every day. There was some car at the gym I exercise at that had a bunch of, you know, leftist Democrat stickers on their bumper. And I just took a picture and I tweeted out and I said, you know, it's nice that in America that the left is able to practice their right to free speech and show you their politics without feeling threatened with violence or harassment or destruction of property. You know, it's nice that the left has that freedom in America. Isn't free speech great in America? Oh, wait a second. The right doesn't have that. A Trump supporter doesn't have that comfort.
Right. You make an excellent point, Owen. I remember during the Bush presidency, the left questioned the official narrative on weapons of mass destruction, yellow cake uranium. And they were right to question that narrative, because as we later found out, that was a completely faked government narrative to push war. And the war industries, also the New York Times, was part of that fakery. The left was right to question that. What if in that day, anybody from the left who said, well, we don't believe President Bush, what if they were deplatformed for hate speech? That is what is happening today. That's the equivalent of what's happening today. And I guarantee you, if this situation isn't reversed, the next time we get a Democrat in the White House, God forbid, if that happens, anyone who criticizes that Democrat will be immediately deplatformed for hate speech.
By the way, you mentioned that George Bush presidency. Who was it leading the charge against all the lies from the Bush administration when it came to them spying? When it came to them spying, when it came to them lying about weapons of mass destruction, when it came to them lying about the incubators? Who was it that called out the Bush administration for that? It was Alex Jones, and the liberals loved him now, and now they call for his right of free speech to be taken away because they don't agree with his message now. That's unbelievable that that's where we're at here today. All right, we've got more on this and other news on the other side with Mike Adams. It's the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Mike Adams co-hosting here for the final hour. We'll be right back.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There's an amazing phenomenon happening right before our eyes where the political left in America is somehow able to get away with violence and hate speech while pointing their finger at their political opposition and crying violence and hate speech. Again, this is exactly what's happening. This is not rhetoric. This is well documented. The political left in America gets away with violence and hate speech on a daily basis while pointing their finger at the political right, saying you're guilty of violence and hate speech. I mean, Mike, it's just like, I don't know. It's like the Russian collusion nonsense that started with Hillary colluding with Russia. How did honestly, Mike, you try to make sense of that and you just figure there is no sense. How do you make sense of the nonsensical?
This is why they're reluctant to define hate speech. As long as they don't define it, they can grant themselves immunity from any kind of hate speech, even though it's the political left today that is full of intense hatred. Hatred for President Trump, hatred for America, hatred for Alex Jones, of course. I mean, Alex Jones himself has been subjected to the most insane, intense, coordinated bullying campaign that we've ever seen by platforms that themselves have anti-bullying rules.
No, I mean, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I'm sorry to interrupt you here, but Mike, this is what I'm saying. It's so frustrating, and you understand this.
Yeah.
I go out with my crew in Portland, and we get cursed out, screamed at, spat at for 2 minutes. I film the whole thing, and I guarantee you that all these liberals that go out in the streets and claim that they've been victimized by hate, I guarantee you they've never had a moment in their life where 30 people are pointing at them saying, F you, get out of my town, Nazi.
That's right. That's right. No, you've experienced it firsthand, as have all of us who are fighting for real freedom and liberty here in America. And this is why, you know, we talked about decentralization in the previous segment. It is absolutely crucial that we move to other platforms. Like Alex says, we have to deplatform Apple, deplatform Google and YouTube. And I got to say, my platform, Real.Video, has been absolutely exploding since this. We've got so many InfoWars fans now uploading every episode, including your show, Owen. There's like five mirrors of every show from InfoWars now on Real.Video, plus, you know, thousands of other types of videos on other topics like, you know, homesteading and home gardening and firearms, Second Amendment, things like that. This is the answer. And Gab.ai and, you know, even BitChute out there is the video platform. All of these different platforms, these are the answer. We must move off of Twitter, move off of Facebook at the same time that we push legal challenges to these platforms for their, what I believe is criminal collusion, racketeering in violation of the RICO Act, and election fraud. They need to be, in my view, prosecuted under federal election commission regulations.
The election fraud is really reaching a point. As the crew is rolling videos, it's actually, guys, look at the video of InfoWars crew harassed trying to leave Portland. That's the other video there. And again, you can't, all of these people that claim that they're standing against hatred and bigotry, I guarantee you have never faced. And look, I'm not even sitting here and claim to be a victim. These people are brainwashed fools. The point is they genuinely hate me. I capture it on film. That's real hate and disdain they have for me. I don't sit here and put my arms in there like, oh my gosh, they're stopping me from prospering. No, that's being a failure.
When Apple banned Alex Jones, they used some kind of language that said, we require people to treat other human beings with dignity I'm paraphrasing, something like that. But what about the left? They don't treat you with dignity. They don't treat even straight, you know, heterosexual white Christian men are not treated with dignity, or even Christian women are not treated with dignity. Anybody who is a rational, reasonable person is now vilified and spat upon and viciously attacked. And then the attackers get off with probation, like that bike lock attacker in California, because it's kind of like a sanctuary state now where radical left-wing terrorists and violent attackers, they are granted immunity from their crimes of viciously, aggressively attacking Trump supporters. It's gone so insane. Oh, and the president has got to jump in here. Jeff Sessions has got to come out of his coma and do something for America. Because if they don't do something, this is going to continue to escalate.
No, you're
none
right.
Of us
it's going
to
reach exactly. It's going to reach a tipping point. Here's another example. Here's a story from CBS News poll. 1 year after the Charlottesville. Excuse me, 1 year after Charlottesville, majority of Americans see racial tensions on the rise. Now, if you break this down, they're basically saying that, you know, the racial tension is coming from Republicans, coming from the right, coming from conservatives, coming from the Trump supporters. Okay, so that's their view of reality. But then again, you actually go into a crowd of Trump supporters. If you go to one of these Patriot prayer marches, I don't care what you think about their politics. You can't deny the fact this is not a racist group of people. Every race, every creed, every background, everything is equally represented based on the per capita of America in these groups. So again, it's just like the violence. They sit here and say, you're a racist. And it's like, I'm sitting here with an Indian man, an African-American man, a Latino man, you know, but I'm the racist, though, as 30 white people point their finger at me.
Well, and remember, a lot of the so-called racism, the alt-right, they are provocateurs who trained under Obama. They are radical leftists who are staging leadership of a so-called alt-right, which hardly exists at all. I mean, there might be a couple hundred neo-Nazis in the country, and that's about it. And maybe they go to some rally because these alt-right provocateurs. But it's staged, man. I don't know if you remember this, but I think it was A&E, that TV network, they tried to do a documentary about Nazis in America, neo-Nazis. They had a fake documentary. They had to bring Nazi signs and hand them to people and pay people to use the N-word on camera because they couldn't find anybody to do it for real.
Yeah, and
they
staged
the whole thing.
And now they're doing it again. This story is at Infowars.com, reposted from Chris Minahan. I think he's from Information Liberation. ABC stages fake scene with actors harassing leftists at restaurant to portray liberals as victims. Because there is no real case of this, folks. There's no real case. You cannot find any video footage, any evidence, any case of an actual liberal being harassed and assaulted by a Trump supporter. You cannot find that unless they start it. I'll add that unless they start it and they defend themselves. That's one instance. You'll see that with Antifa and stuff. But they have to fake. They have to fake conservative outrage and violence against a liberal because there is no real instance. All I have to do is walk out in the street with a Trump hat on and I'll get the real hate. So that's just the real news right there from InfoWars. Now we're going to be, Mike, I'm sorry, we're about to go to break here. I want to just do a plug here before we go, folks, because as you can tell, you know, with Mike Adams building Real.Video to make sure that there is an alternative source for you to get your videos and the people you want to subscribe to without being banned from YouTube. That's what we do at Infowars.com. We create a source here so that we can't be banned and you can always get information here. And it's all possible with your support at InfowarsStore.com. Free shipping and huge specials at InfowarsStore.com. 40% off Brain Force Plus, Secret 12, 50% off DNA Force Plus, Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Try the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. You're going to love them. That's what everyone says that tries them. They become repeat customers. A lot of these products are game-changing, folks. A lot of these products are game-changing. They don't want you access to them. That's why they don't tell you about our site.
Waging war on corruption. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
There's a weird thing happening right now with fellow YouTubers. Some really big names, some not so big names. I was going to say I'm not going to name names, but I'll go ahead and name names because these people aren't my enemies. I'm just covering these stories here. Where now people are really upset with Joe Rogan because he's not standing up for Alex Jones and people are even calling Joe a sellout. I don't know Joe personally. I don't know that his situation. Maybe he's afraid he'll get deplatformed and he's got to keep it up for his own reasons. Maybe he genuinely doesn't like Alex anymore. I don't know, but people are saying that now. An incident that I am more involved with would be what's going on with a very popular paranormal YouTube channel, Secure Team 10. Now, again, I'm not sitting here trying to pick a fight with these people. It's not my fight. I don't think they're my enemy. But I'll say this. If you're going to censor yourself, you've already lost your right to free speech. If you're going to be bullied out of talking about a certain topic or person or having a video out there, if you're going to be bullied or threatened or intimidated out of that, you've already lost the battle for free speech. And you may continue to be victorious for a little while, but in the long run, you lose every time. So here's the phenomenon that I'll talk about, but then here's how it equates to the bigger picture, which we're going to get into with Mike Adams. Secure Team 10 is a hugely popular paranormal channel on YouTube, a channel that I like, a lot of people that work here like. They did a video covering Alex Jones being censored and questioned, are they going to be next? Great video. I comment on the video. I say, thank you for covering, Tyler. Free InfoWars. My comment goes viral, becomes the top comment. YouTube censors my comment. I file a report on it. And then the Secure Team video goes even more viral once we link to it at our website. Less than 12 hours after that, once it starts getting flooded with comments asking, where's my comment? The video is removed. Now, I've not heard back from Secure Team 10. They don't have any duty to get back to me. But I would say this to them, if this gets to them, just look at this story right here. British UFO hunter's laptop was wiped after mysterious death. Now, if they think that you're going to be bullied and intimidated and cater to their message of what should and should not be on your channel, this could be the next you. This is how they erase you. First, they bully you, intimidate you, erase you. Then they just disappear you. That's Max Spires. You may or may not have heard of him. But back to the story. I don't know why the Alex Jones video, which was going mega viral on Secure Team 10 channel, was removed. I don't know if YouTube threatened them to remove it. That seems to be the case with a lot of other YouTubers. Or if they removed the video because they saw it was going viral and they didn't want that attention on the video with the name Alex Jones in it. Regardless, though, Mike, my stance is this. I understand you've put all effort into a channel and you don't want it to get removed. And so you don't want to put Alex Jones on there or his name or talk about him because you're in fear for your own platform, your own content. Everything that you've created, all of your work, your blood, sweat, and tears. I get that. But to me, Mike, you lose. You lose if you get bullied and intimidated out of your free speech. To me, that's a loss bigger than whatever content you may lose or subscribers you may lose. That you can rebuild. That you can take back. You can never take back standing for free speech. You can never take back your dignity when it comes for standing for free speech.
This is how tyranny works, Owen. It's about teaching people to censor themselves and censor each other. And it smacks of the kind of social scoring system that has been rolled out in communist China, where you're not only penalized for your own behavior, you're penalized for connections, social connections with other people who also have bad scores. It's actually a meta-level aggregate scoring system where your score is influenced by the scores of other people that you're associated with. This is in place in China. And this scoring system is being used right now to deny people access to public transportation, university admissions, for example, or even to buy a house or get a loan or start a business in China. This has now come to America. And it's not a coincidence because Tim Cook, of course, is working with communist China. Google is building a search engine for China that will adhere to China's radical censorship policies.
Yeah, they brag about the self-censoring new Google search that they're rolling out with China.
That's right. And China was the test case. Now they're rolling it out in America. And actually, Alex Jones, as he has accurately said, he is patient zero. Now, anyone associated with Alex Jones is going to be deplatformed. But, you know, Alex said something to me on the phone today that, you know, I mentioned to him, you know, Alex, I was deplatformed off YouTube months ago as well. And he said, yeah, it's freeing, isn't it? Because you no longer have anything left to lose. You know, you can't be deplatformed anymore. When you're deplatformed, you're gone off all the systems.
See, this is actually,
you're empowered.
Let's talk about that for a second, because, oh man, I'm debating whether I should say this.
I don't know what you're going to say, but
you know, I mean, look, we have to do things behind the scenes to, you know, battle these people. I mean, we have to war game behind the scenes. So it's like this. My YouTube channel is still up and I'm uploading some reports there and I'm putting some old reports there. And I'll just tell you, folks, Alex told me not to do it. He said, leave your channel alone. Let's save it so that they don't shut it down. And I'm not going to lie, Mike. I said, F them. Shut me down, dude. Like, that's what I'm saying, Mike. I'm past it. I'm over it. I'm ready. Like, shut me down. Strike me down. It only makes me bigger. I'm ready for it. Go ahead. Eliminate all the work I put into that channel. I don't care. You only make me more important. You only validate everything I ever reported. So I'm just going to keep putting stuff up until they shut me down. I don't care anymore. I'm the same way as you.
Exactly.
I'm free. You don't want me on your platform. Fine. We'll go make our own.
Well, the number one thing that we're hearing from comments of people who now join Reel.video, because we had on Friday alone, we had 600 new channels join, over 600, just on Friday. Think about that. It's a mass exodus away from YouTube. The number one comment that people say when they're joining Reel Video is, I finally have a place that I can trust to put my video library where it won't get deleted. I've had people tell me they've gone through 12 channels on YouTube and they get deleted one after another. They just want a place to put the library. And that's why people are now uploading entire libraries. One channel has uploaded over 500 videos to Reel.video. I know that your team, you know, your crew, the people there in the office, they are uploading thousands of InfoWars videos to Reel.video. People just want a place where their work can persist in the online realm, where they can compete in that free market of ideas. And I'm going to do everything I can to keep this platform online and support other platforms and help InfoWars maintain the free speech rights that all of you have. And, you know, until the court cases go through, and by the way, I think that Alex should be paid a $1 billion settlement by these tech giants, $1 billion for the pain and suffering that they have put him through.
And legitimately cost him probably $1 billion in revenue.
Over time, you could argue that, yes. He should have a $1 billion settlement and a national apology, not just from these social media companies, but from the national media, because they have vilified him. They have made him public enemy number one, but they can't back it up. And even when you talk to people on the street who hate Alex Jones and you ask them, can you delineate why you hate Alex Jones? They can't. They just have a feeling of hatred, but they don't know why. It's because they've all been indoctrinated with this hate campaign while they're banning Alex Jones for hate speech. It's incredible, man. Just incredible.
And so people just look at the internet, at this great tool to put out content and ideas and beliefs and everything, and they say, I'd like a perpetual source for my content to exist. And the giants, the monopolies, don't give you that anymore. And, you know, it's crazy because I remember I started on YouTube about 5 years ago. I was already banned a couple times for stuff that they never even explained. So they've been doing this. They've warned you that this isn't perpetually free. So we have to create our own.
There's more coming. Climate change. You know, InfoWars has covered this. I know you got to go to break, but climate change now, if you don't agree with the official narrative, you're going to be banned and deplatformed for having a different view about climate science.
That not tyranny? And they don't even have the science, Mike. They don't even have the science. Oh,
you know what? We're going to make Al Gore's video, An Inconvenient Truth, number one.
Don't you know everything in it was wrong?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They'll still believe it because we'll erase everything else.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, just to put a bow on the last segment, because I know that this is going to get back to Secure Team 10. I like Secure Team 10. I like your videos. I'm not trying to throw you guys under the bus here. But again, let me just say this. Prove you're bigger than YouTube. Screw YouTube. And just realize that if YouTube shuts down your channel, it only validates and vindicates everything you've ever reported, and you become even bigger, bro. I'm telling you, don't be intimidated out of your free speech, man. Bull forward, stand up for free speech, and pray they shut you down, because it'll only make you bigger. You'll sell 2 times as many t-shirts, you'll get 5 times as many donations to Patreon, and you'll win, and your loyal audience will follow you, I promise. See, if people just go with the providence and just go with what's right, they don't understand how it delivers every time. Everybody wants this immediate satisfaction, which is, you know, usually going with the shortcut or the wrong way instead of doing things the right way and then getting the final victory. But I digress. Mike Adams with me here for the final segment. And let's just do a smattering of some of these news headlines. Let's start with this one from The Sun. Of course, this was originally reported by InfoWars. It's actually gone mainstream, but this is the most recent. It got published yesterday. Poisonous 9/11 dust has given almost 10,000 people cancer. Yeah, you know, those what was it, Mike? They were using nanothermites?
Well, there's talk about different types of explosives that were used, but I think in that case, they're talking about the asbestos that create a massive cloud of dust and asbestos, which is, you know, physical fibers that cause lung cancer.
Right, right, which they said there was no threat. They said there was no threat into the dust.
That's right. That's right. It was a big cover up.
And where is all the attacks on the news media that said that? Oh, there's nothing to worry about with this dust. It's fine.
Well, I know. Look, they say Alex Jones shoved a child, which he didn't. That's somebody else in the video. But then they don't care about the 5,000 firefighters in New York City who died because they were rescuing people and inhaling that dust. It's like they just toss away thousands of lives and then they call Alex evil because he's trying to save lives. He's, you know, I mean, it's the world has turned completely upside down. But
I'm still trying to figure out that we have, I mean, I don't even know how to explain this. We're still to this day, I mean, they've never retracted it or changed the story. The official story is still radical Islamic terrorists killed. Now, I mean, really, when you add up the cancer and everything, 15,000 people, when they ran an airplane into the Twin Towers, that's because of radical Islam that hates our way of life. Yet they've never changed that story. And somehow we're supposed to open our borders to these people. We're supposed to be tolerant of these people, even though our government tells them they murdered 15,000 of us in one day somehow. So it's just amazing how they get away with that.
And yeah, remember, too, that the official government story of that event describes a massive conspiracy theory, a conspiracy fact, a conspiracy analysis, whatever you want to call it. And yet these same people attack Alex for talking about a conspiracy analysis, as if no conspiracy ever existed in the history of the world, when your official explanation of 9/11 is a conspiracy blueprint. It's incredible. And of course, there's a lot of lie. And that,
oh, come on, Mike. Buildings fall at free fall speed every time a plane hits them. Come on, sure. Mike. What are you talking about? It's not like
even the building that wasn't hit by the plane.
It's not like thousands of engineers have made statements saying how it's impossible. I mean, come on. All right, but let's move on here. This is actually good news. Bad news, but could be good news. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Today, tensions flare as hackers root out flaws in voting machines. So more and more anybody who knows how to hack is learning how to hack these voting machines. This has been old news, but Mike, with the Russian hacking and the Russian meddling and everybody is scared of the Russians and the, you know, voter this, illegal voting that and everything, I would imagine that you'd think Americans can come together for paper ballots because the left says Russia's hacking everything. The right says the left's illegally voting. Okay, well, whatever. What's true? What's not? How about we just go to paper ballots? That seems to be a conclusion that we should all agree on.
Paper ballots is the only answer to prevent elections from being stolen. And that's exactly why the establishment doesn't want paper ballots. And remember, by the way, in previous elections, we had the hanging chads issue where they're trying to count votes for Al Gore in Florida, even though they weren't votes for Al Gore. So the truth is the left is going to try to steal every election, whether you use paper or electronic voting machines.
Jeez, sour. I tried to make good news there, just totally soured by Mike Adams. Thanks, Mike. Just reminding me that the left tries to cheat time there's an election.
Hey, what? you want me to put a positive spin on that?
No.
Okay, here's a positive spin.
I'm not going to censor your free speech here.
When you vote with your paper ballot, you can draw a Hitler mustache on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. How about that? There you go. You can have fun with it. There's a positive spin for you.
Boy, she keeps just embarrassing herself more and more. I'm still thinking that at the end of the day, she's going to actually like turn around and end up being a conservative. I think she's going to eventually look back and realize how dumb she looked with these interviews. Maybe not, though.
I hope she doesn't become a conservative. She will lower the average IQ of the Republican Party if she does.
More Sad Americans. Situation. What do you think about this, Mike? More Americans are defaulting on their credit cards. Now, this was something that was shocking to me, actually. I didn't realize how big of a problem credit card debt actually is in this country. I thought that student debt was a huge issue, which it is. Credit card debt is 10 times the issue. I don't have credit card debt, and I was looking at my credit score, which is really high, and I was like, well, how did it get so high? And they're like, you've never defaulted on credit debt. You never have any credit card debt. It's like 85% of people in America have like huge credit card debt they can't pay. I was stunned by that, stunned.
It's like when you go to the doctor and they say, okay, which medications are you on? And you say, I'm not on any medications.
Yeah, they're like, what's wrong with you?
You must be lying.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, which vaccines did you get? Didn't get any vaccine. Oh, my God, how alive, you know? We have to get you vaccinated right now, immediately. Nurse, grab 15 vaccines. Well, if you pay your debts, apparently that's unusual today. Oh, am I bringing you more bad news, Owen?
No, but for real, if you go to the doctor, I recently went to the doctor and I had a bunch of tests done and everything, checked out perfect health. And they're like, oh, you know, everything's balanced. They're like, you must be taking this and this and this. I'm like, no, actually, I don't take any pharmaceutical drugs. I haven't for my whole life. And they're just like, how do you maintain all of these levels? I'm like, well, I take a lot of supplements. So it's like
nutrition.
Yeah, the Western medicine complex is shocked that you can even exist without it.
I know. It's incredible. And that's in the same way they're shocked in the financial sector that you can exist without debt. You know, you are not free if you have debt. And that's why they push all the credit card debt and they push you living at a lifestyle that you cannot afford. So you're always a slave to the system. You know, banks enslave you. I don't work with banks, by the way, except at a bare minimum level just to conduct business transactions. But I don't borrow money. You know, I don't owe money on anything because it's a slave debt system, whether you're white or black or any color.
How about this one? Human trafficking industry hits new highs worth $32 billion. Now, you want to know what's behind this? You can sit here and say X, Y, or Z is trafficking the children. You can look at a movie like Taken and say that's how it really goes down. Regardless, you know what's responsible for this, Mike Adams? Open borders. Liberal leftist policy of open borders and lack of vetting. That's what's behind this. That's what makes the child sex trafficking ring so huge, with people like Laura Silsby walking across Haiti illegally with children. It's open borders, Mike, and they don't get it.
No, but they say people who want border security are mean to children because you're separating families. Well, wait a second. It's open borders policies that cause children to be kidnapped and sold into sex slavery and sold into human trafficking and literally murdered after they're used up as sex slaves, as you know, movies have documented, news stories have documented, all across not just America but around the world. It is the human slave trafficking that harms children, and that's why we have to have more border security in America.
And I'll give a little teaser out there. I'm going to be interviewing Craig Sawyer later this week. His film Contraland is going to drop soon. It's going to blow your mind, folks. It's going to blow your mind. Kind of like what's going on with James Gunn right now. Final story for the day here, Mike. First, you have all these weird tweets and posts and stuff from James Gunn. You know, pardon my French here, but he celebrates a monkey ejaculating on a child. He gets off to that. Now,
but according to the left, sir, this is the first time in the world that the left is pro gun rights, G-U-N-N.
Yeah, they well, okay,
gun to have
a
rights.
Play on words there. But now,
yeah,
there's leaked photos. Apparently, James Gunn was having some party that was pedophile themed. This comes from Breitbart. Right. I mean, what the this? See, this is what I don't understand. When someone like Chris Pratt, who claims to be a God fearing man, stands up for a deranged individual like this. Maybe if you said, you know what, I think James Gunn has some problems, maybe he should go to a mental institution and then he can come back. No, it's just, oh, he's fine, let him back on. He may be a pedophile, he may not be a pedophile, I don't know, I don't care. Just let him on the film. That's Disney for you. You stay classy, InfoWarriors.